The JSE, in the meantime, opened at its lowest level in more than 2 months today, as you can see, ending the session at 2.3% lower, a bulk of the pressure being exerted by the Industrial 25 component, it losing 3.5%, Financial 15, 2.4% in the red, and the Resources 10 component, close enough to 0.5% lower. Joining me in studio now for some analysis of the day's markets activity, Caroline Kremen from AdviceWorks. Thanks so much, Caroline, for joining us this evening. So we have global markets once again under pressure after President Donald Trump threatened to levy new tariffs on China. This is going to be the name of the game until we've got something inked. And I feel like this is something that the markets have got to get to grips with.
Well, they've got to get to grips with it. But I think what is a little bit different now is that it doesn't seem as if it seems very rational, this latest move. You know, the previous ones, you kind of thought he was squeezing China a little bit. And this was against his advisor's advice. And it just seemed to be quite arbitrary. And the rhetoric has just dialed up now that the one is at an 8-year low. Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at it, how nervous is it making you? And are you nervous enough to be altering your strategy in any significant way?
Look, I did alter strategy from the beginning of the year, simply not really because of the trade wars, but because you do see a slowing economy. So to rather look at dividend yield producing assets. So if there is a slowdown, you can actually harvest those dividends and reinvest. But it's not making me terribly nervous. Just remember that this slide looks terrible. It's terrible to walk in and just see red all over and see it down 2%. But we're only kind of back to where we were in about April. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of these things looking very overvalued. So I think at least a 5% drop was probably very likely.
With that being said, and you know, taking cognizance of the strong gains we've seen markets achieve year to date, should you be scaling back your equity positions and aligning more to strategic allocations?
Yes. So I think you do need to start to look at things that are possibly a little bit more stable. So be careful of those tech stocks. You know, you do see it in the Nasdaq falling more than the rest of the market. So I think stay with your blue chips, stay with your dividend producers, stay with the guys that are not heavily geared. You know, quality stocks, value stocks quality stocks especially have been underperforming the market over the last 2 years. I think their time has come.
With all the macroeconomic issues that are playing out and influencing market activity today, we have had some company news filtered through, so I want to blitz through those as quickly as we can. A Quilter falling back after it announced that it's going to be selling its life assurance business. We knew that it was selling the business. It's the price tag that the markets are focused on, £425 million. What have you made of the announcement?
Look, I think it's attractive for shareholders in the long term. You know, Quilter is streamlining their business. It's going to become a wealth manager and financial advisory business. So we knew this was coming. There is potential for that to be paid out to shareholders. So I think that the negative kind of reaction from the market is more to do with markets than the announcement itself. It's going to be nice to get something back from
more
this.
To do with markets. How much to do with the company's interim results, which was also tabled? It's adjusted profit before tax rising 5%, assets under management and administration growing 8%, dividend of 1.7 pence being declared.
So, you know, for a company that is domiciled in the UK, that's largely dealing with, you know, financial advisors in the UK, I don't think 5% was too shabby. You know, and I'll take it in these types of markets.
Okay. You know. Moving on to Brait. It rose following reports that it wants to cut its stake in Virgin Active. Its share price has been trading at a 10-year low. Is this, you know, the news it needed? Or are we just looking at a boost for today?
I think it's a boost for today. I think what shareholders really want is for them to offload New Look. And when that happens, you'll probably see a slightly more permanent boost, because that is just an absolute drain on the company. And I doubt it's going to turn around.
Okay, so I assume that's one you're steering clear from. How are you feeling about Equites Property Fund? Because it remains very bullish, and that despite the economic headwinds it's experiencing both in South Africa and the UK and those markets it has exposure to. It's carried out a capital raise for a second time this year, managing to raise 750 million rand. That book built oversubscribed.
Look, it's a very nice company, very well managed, but you know, it does concern me because even things like Into and Capital & Counties, you know, people said these were quality assets, these are assets going to be immune to Brexit, and people bought that for a while until it really showed that it didn't actually happen. So I think at least equities are getting in at a nice time. You know, I think a lot of these assets are quite cheap. Whether they're going to deliver value, you know, especially if there's a hard Brexit, I'm not too convinced.
And
about.
This, given the kind of property it's exposed Correct. To, of course, logistics yeah. Being, you know, its bread and butter.
Well, you know, logistics is a growing industry worldwide. But it's going to take a knock after Brexit. And so, you know, unless they're playing a very, very long game, which they obviously are, I just think short term it's not going to be great for the company.
Okay, well, it's got 68% of its its portfolio exposed to South Africa, the balance in the UK. Quick look at MTN. Of course, it's reported on its Ghanaian operations Correct. Today, and this ahead of its results being released on Thursday. Does this set the tone in any way for you, or not really?
Look, I think it is actually very, very nice. It's nice to see that their Africa strategy does pay off, and they don't just get into trouble in various areas around there. Ghana is their fourth largest African market, and as we see in the African markets they work in, is that the data penetration is very low. There's massive new subscribers that they can bring onto their mm-hmm. contracts. So the potential is there. It's just that you're always playing with things like inflation and central banks deciding to take a piece out of you. I think Ghana is definitely a lot more safe than Nigeria. So I think it's a nice boost for MTN.
Even having said that, though, you're going more offshore. So let's take a look at your stock pick right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick Microsoft, and that kind of contradicts what I said about the tech stocks. But you really need to use volatility like this. And Microsoft, you know, it's a tech stock, but it's also a blue chip. It's got great cash flows, great management. It is not overgeared. And use the volatility to pick up a blue chip for your portfolio. This is my choice.
On that note, let's leave it there. Caroline, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Caroline Kremen from AdviceWorks. Let's take a look at your stock pick right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick Microsoft, and that kind of contradicts what I said about the tech stocks. But you really need to use volatility like this. And Microsoft, you know, it's a tech stock, but it's also a blue chip. It's got great cash flows, great management. It is not overgeared. And use the volatility to pick up a blue chip for your portfolio. This is my choice.
On that note, let's leave it there. Caroline, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Caroline Kremen from AdviceWorks.